I'm Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Camper Sale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Karen and I, along with our good buddy James, do some outreach at the Hot Springs Village Green Market. Stay tuned. Karen, do you hear any roosters crowing?
I do. We got up with the break of dawn this morning.
And we had some Wordle challenges, did we not?
Yes, Wordle was very tough this morning.
Yes, it took a village to do Wordle this morning, but we did crack it. And now we're pulling out of the library parking lot in the orange library transit. And where are we going?
We are going to the Hot Springs Village to their farmers market.
Yes. And first we're going to pick up our good buddy James, who our podcasting audience has met before another time when we went to the village. He kind of lives halfway between here and there. So are we excited?
We are. We are pumped.
We are pulling up to Casa James, which I feel this is kind of deja vu, because didn't we do this a few weeks ago when we were going someplace?
Yes, we did.
And now we are waiting patiently for James to arrive. Does he know that we're here?
I hope so.
Do we need to text him?
Oh, well, maybe so.
Leave me alone.
All right, we have James with us. James, are you tickled to be with us doing whatever we're doing today?
I'm fired up to go do some outreach at the grain market in the village.
Very exciting. All right, we have pulled up to the Hot Springs Village Green Market. James has gotten out of the van to move some cones so we can actually get in. Karen, have you ever been here before?
I have not, but it looks all fancified and shady.
No, it's on the Hernando Trail. Pets must be leashed at all times on trails. So we'll have to keep James on a leash.
Tight leash. Can I drive up?
And I think you can. I see some radishes that look delicious.
Some root vegetables,
watermelons and essential oils, Fat Rabbit Farms. Well, this is so exciting. All right, James, you're setting up our table here. It looks very nice. What items are you putting out on our table?
Well, I've got a welcome brochure and a home delivery propaganda flyer and a few things about our digital services and our fun stuff collection. And we also have swag we're giving away is paid for by our book sale room.
Very nice. So. Looks great. What's your most popular swag item that people tend to take the most?
Ink pens.
Really?
Ink pens, yep.
Everybody needs an ink pen.
Yes, I have to tell people they have to take a pencil if they're taking a pen.
Well, I think we're set up. James, what is your philosophy of library outreach?
Well, people need to know that they're entitled to library services, especially if they're well-behaved. And I try to tell them that we're more than books. We're more than a book warehouse. We have programs and services.
And DVDs.
And DVDs, yep. Mm-hmm. And my favorite thing to talk about is our fun stuff collection.
Right.
So up here in the village at the Green Market, I tend to focus on our fun stuff collection, our home delivery service, and I don't have any propaganda, but I tell people about our bookmobile.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we've been waiting for the bookmobile for a long time, but we hear it might be coming within the next couple of weeks.
We'll learn sometime this morning the official date for it to be delivered.
Right.
So right now we have a table set up, but when we get the bookmobile and it's out and about, we'll just park the bookmobile.
That is very exciting. We're looking forward to that. All right, Karen, we have our table all set up, and things are picking up a little bit, but more people tend to be going to the other side of the market where all the vegetables and things are, but we'll get them when they swing around and come back, right?
Yes, we will. We're going to issue some library cards today. Yay.
Right, and we're right next door to a guy who is sharpening knives. Do you need any knives sharpened?
No, sir, I do not. But I see a very pretty brown dog coming our way.
It's actually very pleasant out here this morning. We're kind of in the shade. There's a little bit of a breeze. And even though it's June 1st, it hadn't gotten super hot and humid yet. So that's very nice. I don't know if I would want to be out here in about a month or so. But that's why we have James.
Yes.
Karen, you and James just issued 2 library cards. So that is excellent work. James, about how many library cards do you usually issue when you're out doing something like this?
I hear at this one, I end up doing between 6 and 10,
all right,
which is, I think that's...
That's good.
10 brand new users is pretty good.
That's excellent. We got 2 this morning, so
we're off to a good start.
Good job. Karen, the couple that we just issued library cards to, they live part-time in Texas, but they apparently split their time between Hot Springs Village and Texas, so we were able to gift them cards, even though they live in Saline County. Do you want to talk about our Saline County policy?
Yes, I do. We will issue the library, Garland County Library, will issue cards to Saline County residents. We have a reciprocal agreement. So if you live in Garland County and you want to go to Saline County and get a library card, you can do that for free. We issue a lot of cards to Saline County because of the village, because the village, you know, is split between Garland and Saline. So if you live in Saline, you don't think you can get a card at Garland County Library, you can. Come down and see us or come see James on Thursday mornings at the Green Market.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free HVAC estimates and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Their vision is to provide prompt, reliable service that exceeds expectations. Their positive and cooperative attitude has made them a provider of choice in Garland County for over 30 years. Thanks, City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, for your next project. Call 501-623-3325 or 501-922-3325.
Karen and James, we just met a very nice gentleman, and he did already have a library card with us, but he had some questions. What were we able to help him with today?
We told him about audiobooks and how he could get the new audiobooks from our downloadables, and he was excited about that. He could listen to those in his car.
He said he was into audiobooks, but he'd been spending a lot of money on them. So there's no need to ever spend money on audiobooks because we can get them to you through either Libby or Hoopla. They both have tons of audiobooks.
Yeah, the new releases. So, James, have you ever forced anyone to get a library card?
I'm sure people that have done outreach with me feel like I have, but it's absolutely consensual, you know, for people to get one. I don't feel like I have.
But we do try to talk to everyone and offer library cards to everyone. And sometimes we get turned down, but we just keep on doing.
All right. We have issued another library card. Now, James told this gentleman that he could do it in under a minute. I feel like it might have been a little over a minute. Karen, how long do you think it took?
It was less than 2 minutes, so it was pretty fast.
Okay. We are going to time the next one to see how long it actually takes. But it definitely did not take long. Karen, we just talked to a very nice lady. She already had a library card with us, so we did not have to harangue her into getting a card. But she mainly uses our ebook services, and I think she's saying either her or her husband was having some trouble with Hoopla, and she might need to get a little help with that. And we help people whenever we can, but now there's kind of an official way to get some help. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I do. On Thursdays, our IT team are taking appointments for tech help, and you can schedule an appointment online if you go to gclibrary.com/support. And schedule a 30-minute block of time to get help with anything tech-related, dealing with the library, your Hoopla, OverDrive, anything like that.
Right. And I think they're calling it Tech Thursdays just because it kind of sounds good, but I think that they will schedule appointments for other days if Thursday does not work for you. So that's a pretty neat service. Okay, we have put up our massive canopy, which fortunately James knew how to do it, and he tried to direct us other two to do it right, and it's a pretty big job putting up the canopy. James is a pro at it, but the whole reason we did it was to get James out of the sun. And James, where are you now?
I'm still getting some sunshine.
Somehow we messed up. Hey, how are y'all?
Is that a van where you go someplace?
All right, James, we just issued another library card. We turned the timer on this time, and you got exactly a minute and a half. How do you feel about that?
I'm disappointed. I wasn't writing fast enough.
I think a minute and a half is pretty darn good. So I don't think you should feel too disappointed. We all have things that we can work on. I think we can get that time down. We've talked to quite a few people this morning, people who are not village people, but they're into farmers markets. Where else might they come and visit with you?
Well, they'll see me typically on Saturdays or someone from our team on Saturdays at the Hot Springs Farmers Market at the historic downtown market.
Right.
And we were invited to the Diamond Head Community Farmers Market. We'll go out there once a month.
I think that's the last Sunday of the
month. It's the last Sunday of the month, and they will find Cheryl.
Right.
And Cheryl will get them all set up.
Have we ever met a farmers market that we didn't like?
Well, publicly, no.
Karen has done a little bit of shopping. Karen, what did you buy?
I bought some Zephyr squash, which I've never heard of. So it's pretty colors of yellow and green. And then I bought some kale from Fat Rabbit Farms. So
nice.
Loading up here.
All right. It is warming up a little bit here at our tent, but we are still doing okay. James, how many library cards are we up to now?
I think it's 7.
We're up to 7 cars, and we've been here about an hour, maybe about 2 hours. So we are doing okay. And we've also given a lot of information and goodwill and just been friendly. And I think people like us, like Sally Field. All right, we just had a little rush of about how many people were we all helping at the same time?
Well, we're helping 5 people get library cards and talk about our services, then someone else walked up and wanted just flyers about our services. So it was a little crazy in here. Very, very, very busy.
Yes. I think we gave them pretty good service.
We gave them good
library cards, and they're happy. And
yes.
We're happy, but we're getting a little warm.
It is getting a lot warm out here now. So I've enjoyed this time out here, but I'm almost ready to wrap it up because, it's just warm.
It is warm. All right, we are probably about to break down our tent here. It's getting a little steamy, and I think this only goes on till noon, right, James?
That's right.
It's getting close to 11:30, and our stomachs are growling, and Karen only brought 1 water, so she's getting a little on the parched side.
Yes.
I'd say we had a very successful morning. What's our total tally, James?
Well, this is an estimate, but I think we've got about 58 people. It's probably more than that, and I missed them.
Right.
But we definitely have done 17 library cards.
That's great.
Excellent morning's work.
Yes.
All right. Well, James, thank you for joining the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
Can Greg and I come back one day?
Yes, if you want to.
Excellent.
Sure.
Right.
Anytime.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only. So if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.